That's Michael Steele. Is it the same Michael Steele? Is the chairman of the board at the U.S. Vote Foundation. Hey, Michael, it's John Williams, and you're on WGN in Chicago. Are you the same Michael Steele that was the chairman of the Republican Party?
I am, and the former lieutenant governor of Maryland as well, yes.
I know that, but...
The man of steel.
I'll tell Roe you said hi for crying out loud.
The man of steel.
I can't poach Roe Khan's guest. That's against the law. I can't take Roe's guest. What's happening here? We call...
I have a different hat on right now, so it's all good.
I know you do, sir, but I mean, that is so interesting because we hear you all the time, and we've just been kind of intrigued by this story. You know, some of our listeners are saying that celebrities should stay out of the fray. And others say, no, if they have a platform and they have something to say, we should hear about it. So she said, well, go to vote.org. That's what Taylor Swift did, and register to
vote.
And in her case, she wants you to vote Democrat, which is not your case. I mean, you're a Republican, right?
Yes, I am a Republican, but as chairman of this organization, our goal is to get you to vote. And we do a lot of stuff on the back end, working with organizations like Vote.org and the various states to coalesce all of the data and information related to voter registration, voting polling locations, voting times, early voting versus, you know, regular voting, same-day voting. All of that information is coalesced in addition to overseas voting. You have a lot of U.S. citizens, well over a million plus, who live on, you know, 365 basis overseas, but still want to participate in voting here at home. So we provide all of that. And to Taylor's point, and the point that people are responding to her, you know, celebrity is any other asset. It can be used in a good way or a bad way, and I think it's oftentimes used in a way that has political overtones. Taylor's not done that. This is her first step in this area, but she's encouraging people to go vote, go register. That's a good thing in the main, because we need more people to get out there and exercise the franchise.
Well, your website would work with somebody who had completely different views, and I think to her credit, she said, here's why I'm voting the way I am. But I think underlying message for her was everybody needs to participate in the system. Do you find that...
Exactly.
Do you all track the demographics? Are more young people registering right now, Michael, or older people, or how is that going in any way?
Younger people, they are, but they're in pockets around the country. So in places like Florida, where you had the Parkland shooting earlier this year, and of course last year, and the response that's been born up out of that, you've got younger people now participating and exercising the ability to go vote. In other areas, it's not as overwhelming as I saw a story on MSNBC this morning. Talked with Jacob Soboroff, who was asking students at the University of California about voting, and they're just like, right, okay. and that's a genuine concern that a lot of people have about what young voters will do, is that they typically don't participate because they don't see themselves as being impacted by public policy, but they are, and they in a big way, and they really should pay more attention and recognize the change that they can impact and have on the system as a whole.
Well, let's do this. I got to run, but I just want to know that your organization is there. And the big question for me today was, if I'm in Illinois, or more importantly, Indiana, because the deadline for our Indiana listeners is today, you can literally register to vote. You will be a registered voter if you go to vote.org and follow the prompts, right?
That's correct. And if you're overseas, or if you also want to, you can go to the U.S. Vote Foundation site and do the same thing. And it has more background information that will give you all of the deadlines, so you will know not just what the deadline is in your state for registering, but when the early voting deadlines are, where the polling places are in your state as well, so you can even localize it to where you live to know the polling areas, locations in your area.
That's important to know. Hey, Michael, thanks for saying hi to us. I'll say hi to Roe, and you're always a great guest on his show. We'll listen for you there, too.
All right. Sounds good. Take care now, John.